营后台你配合一下我们这个直播间，运营在你在后台配合一下我们，好吧。
As Tian Chuan walks through the cellar door of Shaw Vineyard Estate in Canberra's wine region, more than 30,000 people in China are watching the live stream from her smartphone. They're eager to find out what Australian product she recommends they purchase today. Until last year, Ms. Tian was a Chinese international student at the Australian National University. Now, the 25-year-old is an internet live seller, making a living promoting high-quality Australian products to her followers in China.
Most of them are young mom, because they have children. They want to buy the product in Australia. You know, healthy food in Australia is very famous. So they want to choose the best one.
In Australia, there are around 1,000 live sellers on Taobao, China's biggest online shopping store. Sydney-based Ms. Tian is one of them and has amassed some 250,000 Chinese followers, the most in Australia. During a live selling event, she talks to her followers on her smartphone for hours, reviewing Australian products, as well as responding to questions from her followers watching the live stream. If they like the product she introduces, the viewer simply clicks on a link on the bottom of their screen to order the item, which is then shipped to them. The exchange takes place all from the comfort of their home in China. Australian businesses are beginning to realise the financial potential of live sellers in Australia. Tian Chuan is one of the most in-demand live sellers in Australia, hosting events for some of the country's biggest brands, from UGG boots to vitamin company Swiss. She says she has a high sales record because her followers like her honest approach.
They trust me, and usually I will tell them the good one, the bad one, and I don't always talk about the, oh, it's very good, it's very good. No, it's not my style. I usually tell them which product fits them.
Traditionally, businesses have used Chinese celebrities to market a product, but Ms. Tian says live sellers are gaining popularity as they are seen to be more relatable to customers.
Some people will say, oh, the star is very far from us. Yeah, because I'm the person like just be their friends. Yeah, they think, oh, I have a friend in Australia. She can tell us how to choose the product.
Shaw Vineyard owner Graham Shaw is used to selling his wine overseas through a distributor, but now he's using this new approach to break into the Chinese market. Tian Chuan held a live selling event at his vineyard recently and sold over 100 bottles of his wine within 2 hours. Mr. Shaw was pleased with the outcome and is keen to hold another event soon.
It's a very new wine, it's very different, but it's something that's so common there and so everyday part of their life that if you don't embrace the way the people are working and expect to buy things, well, you're going to get left behind.
China-Australia trade consultant Lewis Jones from China Connects says Australian businesses often find it difficult to enter the lucrative but saturated Chinese market. He believes that using the live selling approach is an effective strategy as it has low risks and costs.
Definitely you can know more about the audience than you would compared to a scattergun approach to just general China market entry. The live seller will give you a more defined audience and can show you their track record for what kind of products they've introduced and what they have done well in the past.